Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, inhabitants of the northwest region of Cameroon have been attesting the manifold health benefits of consuming herbal and traditional remedies while calling on the authorities to adopt its efficacy. Transport stakeholders are calling on road users to respect road signs as this will help curb the number of road accidents on our highways. Those were the headlines and now the news in full. The non-respect of road signs, especially the violation of traffic lights and pedestrian crossing in Bafoussam town of by some taxi drivers and commercial motorbike riders, is said to be one of the major causes of accidents. Stakeholders of the transport sector have emphasized the need to help reduce the rate of accidents. Kelvin Nembo has the details in the following reports.
Most road users in Bafoussam have become their own worst enemies. Many fail to respect traffic lights and speed limits, talk less of zebra crossings, amongst others. One Bafoussam inhabitant, Samuel Chia, has witnessed many instances.
The places where you see traffic lights, there are times when the bike rider arrives there, he just passes, since they are always in the haze.
Pedestrians too are not making things easy. Many don't make good use of zebra crossings, talk less of the respect of traffic lights. They cross when they are not supposed to, putting their lives in danger.
Non-respect of road signs is not only the issue of bike riders, no, commercial taxi drivers, because even pedestrians, at times, you see that the light is instead green, showing that vehicles should be passing. It is that time that pedestrians are passing. At times, even the pedestrians, at times they look at themselves to cross at the zebra crossing. It may be as if it is long. They just use a shortcut.
Given that the road is like a hungry lion, always ready to feed on human blood, it is crucial for drivers and pedestrians to strictly respect the highway code. For example, respect speed limits, traffic signs, signals and markings, wearing seat belts, using U-turn signals properly, and avoiding distractions such as eating or texting while driving. Kelvin Nembo in Bafoussam.
From Bafoussam to the northwest region, where inhabitants in that part of the country attest to the recent surge in herbal remedies and consumption of Garcinia Cola, commonly called bitter cola, and other nuts to meet their healthcare needs. They believe these traditional forms of treatment are more effective and less costly, and thus the need for government to ensure its efficacy in the region. Fela Kezia Fonja tells us more.
Driven by economic pressures and a desire for more natural treatments, the residents of the Northwest are increasingly turning to herbal medicines and traditional remedies to meet their healthcare needs.
I really don't have any issue with people going to the hospital to get treatment. But growing up as an African, my parents actually taught me how to take traditional herb. It helped us a lot. Having diarrhea as a kid, there are some herbs that they'll just go behind the house, they harvest them, you chew them with red collar nuts and then stops the diarrhea immediately.
The skyrocketing consumption of herbal substances and traditional medicines in Bamenda has provided a lifeline for many who struggle to afford the high cost of conventional pharmaceutical drugs.
Traditional medicines are very good. At times you get ill in the house, you don't have money in which you can go to a good hospital to have the better treatment. But with the traditional medicines, it's very affordable and it's common. You can even have at your backyard. To an extent, the traditional medicines are not so good, because there's no proper diagnosis before administering the medicines to individuals.
Mama Esther, who hawks Garcinia nuts, commonly called bitter cola, and other nuts, has witnessed this surge in demand firsthand.
I sell cola and cashew nuts because there are a lot of people that actually eat it, especially in bars when they are drinking. I mostly sell them in traveling agencies. So most people, when they want to travel, buy bitter cola especially because they want to avoid vomiting in the car. And some people even buy it because they want to avoid constipation.
A desire for more holistic treatments have contributed to the herbal remedy boom, which to some denizens should not go unnoticed by the Cameroonian government, who can ensure its safety and efficacy.
I will beg on the government and the health sector to really organize all the practitioners to come together so that any drug that is going into the market, they have done research and verification.
The Northwesterners are taking their health issues into their hands, and the reverberations of these grassroots movements are being felt across the region. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
From Bamenda down to the center region, where a 2-hectare farm of maize seedling has been retroceded to a female cooperative organization of women in Bachenga, known in its French acronym as Les Femmes Fortes, by their technical partners in Cameroon. The ceremony, which held in the Lekki division of the center region, also witnessed the presence of some partners involved in cocoa production and transformation in the country. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi tells us more.
The ceremony at the Pangna Sea Chief's Palace witnessed the massive presence of women of the cooperative known as Les Femmes Fortes from the Bachenga subdivision. Through their president, Dorothée Messina, they all expressed their satisfaction to their partners for making this dream come true by providing an experimental maize seedling farm to ensure financial autonomy of the Bachenga women. She further reiterated that the women of the Femmes Fortes cooperative will henceforth transform their farm produce to other byproducts. The partners, on their part, said they are bent to ensure financial autonomy of the women through the provision of seedlings and fertilizers so as to promote durable agriculture and fight against poverty and hunger.
We believe that cocoa is a product that I think women only assist the men during the planting and during the harvesting, probably during the drying. And when it's time for sales, these women are not involved. So in our objective is to encourage these women to do diversification of other crops. So we come in, for example, we give them capacity building, we give them training, we give them equipment, we have given them solar dryers, we have given them cassava grinding machines for them to have the applications of other crops so it can source as a source of revenue for them.
It should be noted that the project to retroceed 2 hectares of an experimental seedling farm to women of Bachenga has been financed by the Swiss Embassy in Cameroon with its partners and is expected to increase production by at least 12,000 tons per annum. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
Several holiday activities have been organized in the BLM division in the southwest region to bring young people together and keep them busy during this long holiday. According to the senior divisional officer for the BLM, Ka Fabian Ambang, activities such as holiday football tournament and special cleanup campaigns organized by some councils in the division will equally go a long way to promote social cohesion. Vanessa Mutango reports.
The BLM division, which used to be a stronghold of terrorist activities, is currently experiencing a breath of fresh air with a gradual resumption of normal life. It is for this reason that a number of activities have been organized by some councils and other organizations for youths in this division. Ka Fabian Ambang is the SDO for the BLM.
Population goes about their daily activities. The town of Minji is gradually coming back. The holiday football tournament organized by the Catholic Church, supported by the Town Development Association. In Wabani subdivision, a similar competition has been organized by the Lord Mayor in order to bring youths together. That will run over 1 month. Over 20 teams are involved. The mayor of Alo has embarked on a general cleanup campaign that will be followed by his own cup.
The SDO further reiterates that these activities are intended to promote a spirit of oneness, tolerance and communion amongst not just the young people, but the entire population of Le BLM. The youths have thus been urged to avail themselves of these opportunities to relax and keep themselves busy. Vanessa Mutango for the Regional News in Boya.
Before we go, a reminder of our headlines. Inhabitants of the northwest region of Cameroon have been attesting the manifold health benefits of consuming herbal and traditional remedies while calling on the authorities to adopt its efficacy. And transport stakeholders have implored road users to respect road signs, as this will help curb the number of road accidents on our highways. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening.